Yeah, actually, I have to give our city leadership and city residents great kudos for all the concerns that I'm raising. At the same time, after the floods, the city did a fantastic job rewriting its zoning and codes, as I mentioned, and it created a 35-person advisory council. So after this, so many people were affected that they volunteered to come together and rewrite the zoning and codes with tremendous amounts of citizen participation, actually. And so that was really impressive, and it is quite revolutionary. And I think City doesn't even know how revolutionary it is that they had such strong levels of citizen participation and that we self-agreed as a community to regulate to the 500-year floodplain. In other places, this has caused wars within communities because it puts constraints on property rights, and our country is organized around property rights. But Easton was smart enough, and its residents were smart enough to say, no, we just saw what happened. We didn't want that to happen. We don't want a perfume factory in the 500-year floodplain. We don't want these things because we saw that the gas station in the floodplain leaked oil all and gas all the way down the river, and you could see the swirling pile. It's gross. So yes, and Nurture Nature Center been born out of Easton, and that's because there was a public will for it. And we've had a number of public forums and community discussions about flooding, and they are routinely really well attended. People care very much. They participate in these, and they want the city to really handle this in a great way. So I feel like in that regard, and I feel like the city leadership really supports those efforts too. So in that regard, I think that there has been strong support for good planning.
Well, that's really great to hear.
Yeah,
Our class can
definitely.
be a downer sometimes, and it's one of the few really awesome success stories
Yeah,
anyway.
that
So,
part was really well handled, and I've been really impressed with it. I am concerned about the 10 years and the loss of memory that happens since then. And yeah, there's something called the window of opportunity in social science research after a hazard, that there's a 2-year window of opportunity after something happens where you can educate people and change their behavior. And after that, they say the window shuts and everyone forgets. So we've 5 times passed the window of opportunity.